Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 14th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Former U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, after the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to approve a bill banning TikTok from operating in the U.S. or forces China-based parent company ByteDance to sell its U.S. operations, said that he is putting together a consortium to try to buy TikTok. Mnuchin appeared on CNBC's Squawk Box Thursday morning, where he said there is no way that the Chinese government would ever allow a U.S. company to own something like this in China. He added, this is something that should be owned by U.S. businesses. OpenAI CTO Mira Murati said that Sora, the company's text-to-video generator, will be available this year, possibly in a few months, and will eventually incorporate sound. OpenAI first showed off Sora, which is capable of generating hyper-realistic scenes based on a text prompt in February. The Wall Street Journal asked Murati what data is used to train Sora. She said, I'm not going to go into the details of the data that was used, but it was publicly available or licensed data. Murati said that she isn't sure Sora uses videos from YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, confirming only that Sora uses content from Shutterstock, with which OpenAI has a partnership. Amazon is releasing a new generative AI feature that will soon allow sellers to make a product page with just a copy and paste of a link with information about the product from another site. The goal of the AI-generated product, which will come complete with a written description and images, is to help sellers reduce the time it takes to bring the product from a different website onto Amazon. The company warns sellers that they must be the owner, rights holder, or have a license to use the link's contents, or Amazon may take legal action if it finds out sellers misrepresented their ownership of the website. The feature is rolling out now and will be available to U.S. sellers in the coming weeks. Microsoft Copilot, the company's artificial intelligence assistant, has upgraded its free tier with GPT-4 Turbo, the same OpenAI model that powers Copilot's Pro tier. For free users of Copilot in creative mode, GPT-4 Turbo is now powering that experience, a Microsoft spokesperson confirmed in a statement. Copilot Pro users remain able to toggle GPT-4 Turbo on or off in creative mode. Meta announced plans to end-of-life CrowdTangle, a tool used by journalists and academics alike to study the flow of content on Facebook and Instagram, including conspiracy theories and fake news. A tool called Meta Content Library will replace CrowdTangle, but only academics and nonprofit researchers can use it. Meta claims that Content Library is the company's answer for the European Union's Digital Markets Act, but it appears to be a watered-down version of CrowdTangle that for-profit news organizations cannot use. A right to repair bill that passed 25-5 in the Oregon State Senate and 42-13 in the Oregon House of Representatives makes Oregon the seventh state to pass such legislation, making it easier and more affordable for consumers to independently repair their electronics. The bill requires that device manufacturers make parts, tools, and repair manuals available to consumers and third-party repair shops on a fair and reasonable term. The bill also takes aim at parts pairing, practice of preventing you from replacing parts without approval of the company or its restrictive software. To tease upcoming new audiobook releases on Spotify, the company will add countdown pages similar to the ones familiar to the app's music consumers. Countdown pages will allow Spotify's users to pre-save books ahead of their release. When the book becomes available, Spotify will alert the users through a notification. With this option, publishers and authors will be able to promote their book before its launch, gathering interest on the upcoming title, similar to sites like Amazon, where books can be pre-ordered. More details on Microsoft's new single version of Teams for both work and personal accounts have emerged. The new version of Teams, currently in testing, which allows users to switch between multiple tenants and personal or work account types, will be rolled out to commercial users in April and will include an account switcher that's accessible from the profile section. In a blog post, Microsoft said users consistently prefer a single Teams app that allows you to easily access and switch between personal and work accounts. And finally, X removed a post by Elon Musk, owner of X, for violating the platform's rules. NBC News reported Wednesday that Musk and influencers he frankly interacts with on the social media service have been circulating unverified claims of cannibalism in Haiti. Musk responded to NBC's posting of the article on X, writing, "What do you call this?" and sharing a graphic video clip purporting to show cannibalism. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.